Welcome to Voice Rising with Kara Johnstad. Enjoy weekly conversations with leading luminaries, pioneering visionaries, singers, poets, musicians, and sound healers as we explore the profound role our voice plays on the path to self-realization and global enlightenment. The internationally acclaimed singer, composer, author, healer, recording artist, voice expert, creator of Voice Your Essence, and founder of the School of Voice, Kara Johnstad uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower others. Everything in this world vibrates. Everything has a frequency. A pioneer in the field of voice work and transformational songwriting, her breakthrough methods are helping thousands of people worldwide fine-tune their body-mind-spirit system and unlock the energetic frequencies of limitless creativity, health, and abundance. Share your voice, ask your questions, join in the conversation. Receive life-changing, positive transformation and rise together to create a sound world. And here's your host, Kara Johnstad.
Hello, everybody. I am Kara Johnstad, and welcome to Voice Rising, where each week we dive into the big questions on how we as a humanity can fine-tune our body, mind, spirit system. Today, I have with me in the studio Dr. Bruce Lipton, an internationally recognized authority in bridging science and spirit, and a leading voice in new biology. This is part two of a two-part interview entitled, You Are Powerful. Welcome, Bruce, to our show.
And music is one of the forms of manifesting a vibration with an intention. I'm going to make music to do what? Lift me up. How am I going to do that? I'm going to write music that when I write it, it's going to be in harmony with me. When I play that music, I don't have to even worry about it because the field around me is going to interfere in a constructive way to enhance my power. So when I hear you play the music, Kara, that music can make me, I could just sit there and go, oh, that's so beautiful. I go, what's that mean? I say, it's bringing you peace. It's taking noise out. It's bringing harmony in. It's a very powerful field. And in that harmony, I can cancel the negative field. I can walk through the fire. That's part of the vibration.
It's also part of the social responsibility, I think, that we have in the media, that we're not really understanding that the music, that everything that's being plugged into cars and everything can be weakening our immune system or strengthening it. And they did amazing studies with kinesiology back in the day, right? With I thought it was amazing. I don't know if you know these studies. I thought it was John Diamond. He did that. They took the same Beethoven's fifth, let's say the same key, the same tempo, the same everything. And they had different conductors. And some of them, you know, and then they had the whole thing on the body, the meridians and whatever. And some of the same Beethoven's fifth were weakening the system and some were strengthening. And the answer was, what was the situation during recording? And these people are only listening to, you know, recording, studio recordings. They're not listening to the live CD. They're not listening to Karajan. They're just listening to CDs or tapes or whatever it was. And they found out, yes, it was the energy inside the room while recording. If the people had not eaten, if they didn't have their break, if the conductor was having a choleric attack, if for whatever reason that they were not in harmony and they were still playing all the notes, the perfect little notes, still the immune systems were being weakened. And we put that on the radio waves, not aware of that situation, that people are producing music under pressure and weakening systems, whereas we could also choose to create, you know, music where people have good situations when they work, good situations when they're recording, are full of lots of love. There's a lot of amazing musicians in this world that can then, like you say, you know, strengthen those vibrations and make us a very healthy world. So it's all about choice, right? It's a choice of what we want to create.
Yeah, and you don't know, you know, the problem is that since 95% of our life is coming from the program, and since the programs that really shape us in our response to life's vibrations come in so early in life, I say, well, look, they started even before you were born. You were being programmed in utero. You're being programmed at age zero. So I say, hey, so what was that program you got at zero? And you go, I have no idea what the hell the program was. I wasn't there. I go, no, your consciousness wasn't there. I say, then how about the program you got at two? It's like, no, nope. I said, I'm three. No, maybe four, you could start to recall programming, okay, five and six, okay? Yeah. I say, so why is it relevant? I say, your fundamental programming occurred from in utero through age seven, and about the first 4 years of that programming, you have no conscious awareness of what the program is. And so this becomes important. Why? Because everybody in the orchestra comes in with a program. Everybody in a boardroom of a corporation and the board making decisions comes with programs. And I say, what's different? And here's the unique part about why this is important. Because if I'm coming from my conscious mind, I can resolve a question in one form. Mm-hmm. If I'm coming from my subconscious mind, well, I can resolve a question, but based on somebody else's interpretation of that question, because I'm not doing it. It's the program that is doing it. Okay. So I go, so why is it relevant? So I say, think about this either as an orchestra player or let's a member of a board of a corporation. I say, when the board member comes in and we're having a board meeting, we're pretty much conscious. We're talking about keeping ideas. And I go, really great. And I go, that's part of the 5% of the day of coming up with some good ideas and good stuff like that. Then I say, what happened? I say, well, after the board meeting is over, I go back to my room. And then where I go, 95% of my life is now not coming from that consciousness of the board. Now I'm unconsciously, because I'm thinking about all the jobs and things like that. And I say, yeah, but the behavior I'm expressing while I am thinking is not the one that was in the boardroom. This is the one I got from my parents and family and all that. And I go, well, what if it's destructive? I go, that's the problem. I say, what? In the boardroom, we're all smart and intelligent and creating wishes and desires. And I leave the boardroom, and now I'm going to run the company. Am I going to use those wishes and desires? No, your behavior is going to manifest what you were programmed with. You could undermine completely the whole mission statement of that corporation. Because the moment you stop operating from your wishes and desires, you're going to play the programs that you got. And most of them are negative, disempowering, self-sabotaging. I say the same thing applies for a musician. Why? When I'm going to be conscious and when I'm going to play, I'm just going to play really great from my heart. I want to play the music of heaven on earth. I want to play that. But if I'm all playing and I know that I don't have enough money for the rent and the food is going to be short and I don't know how I'm going to pay for the car, and all of a sudden I say, while you're playing, then your conscious mind is not playing anymore. Mm-hmm. Now you're just playing a program and you don't even see it yourself. And it could undermine completely the music of the community of musicians. Mm-hmm. So whether you're a member of a board or a member of an orchestra, there's parts of you when you're present, you're going to play to the fullest capability. But there's part of you when you start thinking, because the playing can be automatic. Why? If I practice and practice and practice and practice the piece, I can play the piece without even thinking about playing it. And I go, now it's a program. And if I program the music, I can play the program. But as I'm playing the program and I'm not paying attention because the music is coming out in a program, but my consciousness is not in harmony in a destructive interference pattern, I can't pay the rent and all that. And I go, yeah, while I'm habitually playing the music, I'm altering the experience by my harmony inside is not in harmony with the music. And all of a sudden, that's when you start to see, oh my goodness, yeah, there's a version of the music that you hear, and there's an energy in the room when that music that you feel. And it might not be supportive. That's the whole idea. It might not be supportive of the end point. And that's why we have to recognize, are we operating from our conscious mind, not 5%, or is our action during the day from the 95%? And I just want to help people for a second, because as I said, the bigger problem was, what the hell are the programs they were being put in when I wasn't aware? How do I know what the programs are? And I go, let's make it so simple. 95% of your life is coming from subconscious programs. Point. Your life is a printout of your program. I go, what do you mean? I say, well, how do I know my programs are? I go, simple. look at your life. The things that you like that come into your life, they come in because you have a program to acknowledge those things, okay? But the things that you want and you work hard and you struggle and you put effort into it and you're sweating, oh, I'm going to make this happen. I'm making this happen. Why are you working so hard? And the answer is because subconsciously your program doesn't support that destination and you're going to try and use your conscious power to override the program. So I'm going to work hard. I'm going to put sweat into this. I go, anything that you have to make a lot of effort into to manifest in your reality, why are you working so hard? Inevitably, in your subconscious mind, that program is not supported, and you're going to try to work hard around it. The best thing is to understand if that's where I'm having a program problem, then rather than working hard, what if I just change the program? And then all of a sudden, it's like now all of a sudden, hard work is not a necessary thing anymore to that program.
We are going to interrupt and take a small break and be back with Dr. Bruce Lipton.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. OM Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, this is David Strickle. I'm excited to share my brand new show, The Stream of David Live, right here on OM Times Radio. Each week, I'll have exciting guests, and I'll channel the eternal wisdom of The Stream, a group of non-physical entities whose teachings have transformed lives all over the world. So join us for an uplifting hour each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern. That's The Stream of David Live, right here on OM Times Radio.
With happy clients all over the world, Kara Johnstad knows that your voice is the missing link to more authenticity, abundance, creativity, and health. An internationally acclaimed voice expert, Kara's breakthrough methods have helped thousands of people successfully heal their voice wounds and extinguish the story of self-doubt and shyness forever. Join in group trainings, attend online sessions, schedule one-on-one time, and invite Kara to work with your organization and community. Get started today. Go to www.karajohnstad.com and receive a special guided meditation designed to fine-tune your inner voice and welcome you on the voice journey.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact. Without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Voice Rising. I am your host, Kara Johnstad, and with me in studio is Dr. Bruce Lipton.
Yeah, and I find it interesting too, if you look at sound, and if you look at inside one tone, you can have up to 44 other tones, right? Natural harmonics inside one tone, and you can only get there, this singing two tones at once, you can only get there through deep relaxation. You can only, they only appear singing two, three tones at once inside one tone, only if you absolutely relax. So it's this kind of feeling also of not non-doing, but complete surrender, my body, my instrument, allowing the music to be sung through, maybe getting your desires and wishes in alignment with your heart. What do you say to the people, number one, who think, oh my God, is that depressing? 95%. I don't even know where to start. Or number two, with all the people, you know, this is a very important question. With all the ideas of we can manifest what we want and you know, we can reach our goals, and it's a beautiful thought. And we all know that yes, with more consciousness, we can create magic and miracles. At the same time, we have wars in Yemen. We have children dying of starvation. They didn't come to planet Earth thinking, you know, they didn't think I'm looking for, death or destruction or hunger. And even if they're thinking really good thoughts, they're in that situation. So yeah. how can we find that balance between knowing that our vibration is good and important, and knowing that we can also nurture our biological system with harmony and goodness, and deal also with wars and pandemics and people that are abusive and all those horrific things. And with programs, 95% of our life is, I mean, we there's gotta be hope. There's gotta be hope there somewhere. And I think there is hope. I mean, I see it for myself, but what is your take on that? Because it's very easy to say, well, change the program. But you know, for people that are facing really difficult situations, and yeah. I mean, I have faced a few myself in my lifetime. What is the turning point? I mean, I was playing with words today too, you know, conversation, conversion, that we're talking about, you know, vortex energy. What is a turning point in life where things start spiraling in the positive direction?
The first time you have the opportunity to recognize that they're going in the wrong direction, mm-hmm. is the first opportunity you have to make a decision personally, mm-hmm. to go in the other direction. Mm-hmm. I tell you a personal story then, mm-hmm. because that's how profound it was in my life. As I was becoming a little bit more aware of this through my research and all this, it wasn't into my life fully, but the ideas of the new science and epigenetics and how consciousness is adjusting things and all that. At that time, if I was assessed by a psychiatrist, they would probably say, Bruce, you're a little bipolar here. You know, you have these very wonderful, joyous parts of being alive and happy and happy. And then there's this part that goes, and then it starts to go wrong, and everything starts to go wrong. That it's not one thing that goes wrong. It's the next thing and the next thing. And it's a spiral downhill. I was familiar with this because I've been through it, you know? And I remember one day in the lab, it was a very complex experiment I was working on, and it, just to set up the experiment takes a couple hours. But then as I start the experiment, if I do something a little bit wrong in the very beginning, the whole thing collapses and I got to start a few hours and do it all over again. And about the third time during that day after the third collapse, and it's like, oh crap, I got to, you know, I spent the whole day and I haven't even gotten the experiment ready. I started to go into my negative self-image. Mm-hmm. And I remember here I go again, depressive state. Bruce, you're an idiot. Bruce, you can't do anything. You're stupid. Look at what you did. You're not good at this. And I was like going down and down. What? I'm berating myself with a criticism, okay? And this is the fun part, because it was humor in some sense that transformed my life at that instant. I go, what happened at that instant? Well, I'm familiar with this. And it's like, oh God, you know, beating myself up. You're just no good. You're so stupid and everything like that. And at that moment, I hear a voice. I'm the only one in the room, so there's only me here. And it was like a detached voice. So it was like an observer watching me. And I hear it very clearly, just clearly. Bruce, don't you have anything better to do than to listen to this crap? And at that moment, like somebody was in the room talking to me, and I stopped and I go, yeah, I'd rather go do a movie than to listen to this. And there was the newspaper right there. I picked up the newspaper and said, I'd like to see that movie. And I stopped exactly where I was, got in the car, went to the movie theater. By the time I came out of the movie theater, guess what? No more depression.
Yeah.
Because I had stopped it. I manually stopped it. It was a choice. I had a choice at that moment. That's what the voice was saying. You have a choice. Do you want to listen to this, or do you want to go do something more fun? Mm-hmm. Well, it was a moment of choice. And what I did was respond. I said, sure, I'd rather go do the movie. What does it mean? It stopped completely the down spiral. I said, right. Well, how did it affect my life? Because the next time a spiral started early on, right, just as like, oh, here we go, it came back to me and I started to laugh. Do I want to listen to this stuff or do I want to go, oh, choice, do something different. By repetition, a number of times, my subconscious has learned a program. What was that? Every time I start to come up with this negative, the program said, change the program. Go do something different. Now it's an automatic unconscious behavior because it was repetition. I say, what was the point? I'm no longer manic depressive. I'm just totally manic all the time. because what was the ability that I learned? If the vibration was taking me down, I had that personal opportunity for choice. And this is what people don't realize. You have choice at any time to say, I'm going to continue this process or screw this, I'm stepping outside and doing another one. The joy of that was so overwhelming that what I started to do was find, you know, things that in my life that I do because we do it because that's the program, we'd be socially correct and do the right thing. And it's like, what a pain. Yeah. I mean, the first one that right after that was, faculty meetings are biggest pain in the ass, you know. Faculty parties are worse because it's even a party and it's after hours on a weekend. You got to put up with the people you couldn't even put up with during the work week, and you got to stand there with a drink and pretend you're happy. It's like, what the hell am I doing? And I remember right after this take charge, one of my faculty friends came in and wanted to make sure that I was coming to the faculty party and what I was going to bring to the party. And I stopped in my mind and I said, oh, I'm sorry, I can't go to the party. I have a very important something, whatever I made up at that moment. And he looked at me like, you're not going to the party? And I go, no, I have to do this. And he said, oh, okay. And he walked out. And I have to tell you, the second he walked out, I was like, oh my God, I got the weekend free. It's my weekend. I saved myself a whole freaking night of not having to go to this party. It's encouraging. It was encouraging because it said, wait a minute, we're the ones that are making the choices. If you make the choice to get involved, then you have to go through, and especially if you something you don't even want to do and you agree to it, what are you doing? You're setting up a future of, oh, I got to go do this stuff like that. I say, that was a choice. And the beautiful part about it is we are free to choose.
Yeah.
And if you choose, you can decide to, okay, I got to play the game. Then don't be miserable. You chose to go miserable.
Exactly. And so basically, right?
Personal responsibility. You're creating the life. You're the creator. You want to continue the creation of somebody else's program? You must go to faculty meetings because that's what all faculty do. Or you can decide, and I told you, and at some point, the faculty didn't even like me so much because I started becoming independent and stopped playing the political, social games of faculties and all that stuff that goes on. I stopped playing. They got mad at me at some sense. Why? You're not playing fair now. I'm not playing. That's the game.
And the greatest thrill. You're in a different game. You created your own game.
You can do this at any time because it's freedom.
Right.
We always have choice in this matter. And if you start to find yourself, you keep going down the wrong pathway, it's like, who chose? Who chose that that decision to say, I'm now walking the pathway. I don't want to, but I'm walking the pathway. You chose that.
Yeah, it's freedom.
And if we start to own.
Yeah.
If we own this, then we have our power, because now let's make choices that enhance our energy, rather than to buy into a choice that you know is going to use up your energy with no positive outcome at all.
Right.
And you know that before going into it, then it's your decision. And this is really hard because it really requires that you have to be responsible for yourself in a world where other people want to control you to fit into their program. And I say, guess what? Those people are not in my life anymore.
Right.
Who are the ones in my life? The ones with what? Constructive interference. The ones that I associate with, because I associate with them. Why? Because when I do, I have more energy after the association than before the association.
Right.
And energy is vibration. And the vibration and the singing and toning becomes very, very critical. Why? Because like the astrology report, if you're not conscious, whatever the field is, that shapes who you are. But as you become conscious, you can cancel the field. And that's why astrology is very difficult for very conscious people, because they are not responding to the conventional field anymore. They can create their own energy and vibration. Singing is an important element of a harmony with you. I love it with my partner. Margaret is doing something and she's humming. Mm-hmm. I go, why? Because I know if she's humming that she's in harmony with whatever the music is at that time. And if she's doing a job and she's humming, that means she's happy,
right?
Because she's humming, okay? Right. And this becomes really important for us. Are you happy? Gets the bottom line. And if you're not, there's an option right at that moment. You want to sing a song now? You want to sing something happy? Get out of that vibe. And since we are vibrational elements, things that alter that vibration alter our expression. But since we are freedom of choice,
right?
Then it says, well, if I find the vibration is not supporting me, I can counter it with another vibration that will empower me. And so this is the whole essence behind your work, Cara, is vibrations are who we are. We are not the physical body. That's an expression of the vibration. Mm-hmm. You want to change your life. We always want to change the physical body. And it's like the new biology said, no, first change your mind. Then the body will change itself. And that's the issue, is we keep misdirecting the attention. Oh, I got cancer. The cancer cells are killing me. Those stupid cells. If I just get rid of those cells. And it's like, if you understand that less than 10% of cancer is even connected to genetics, the cancer is a lifestyle that is not in harmony and supporting your vitality. Right. I say, why is it relevant? Well, if it's lifestyle, I'm the one that's manifesting it. And if it's lifestyle, then I do at that moment of choice, just like when I was having that depressive argument with myself. I could have stayed there and fought myself like I do it all the time and go down to be so depressed and go home and collapse. And it was that moment. That was the beautiful part. And it was a little humor to it, the idea, do you have to listen? Do you want to listen to this crap? I go, no. Like, well, then don't. It's like, okay. And it ended. And this is the point, taking your power to recognize that was a choice.
But I love it that it was a voice, Bruce. I have to say that it was a voice, because I think that we're not aware that our thoughts are voices, our beliefs are voices, the programmings that become our voices, that we have this vibrational field, and we forget to name it voice, because we start naming it intention and affirmation and writing and projects, and we have all these different names, but the essence is it's a vibrational, harmonic frequencies or harmonic frequencies, you could say. And it's phenomenal, because we even know within a tone, like let's say you and I sing together a tone, we can be unified. If I sing an octave higher, I am doubling the frequency, and yet I'm in the same tone. I mean, so we have different harmonies that we're able to produce together, but we also can sing and unify and still be doubling and tripling frequencies and quadrupling frequencies. I mean, it's so incredibly beautiful.
We are going to take a short break.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
As I'm sure you know, it is time to celebrate self-discovery and personal growth. But you know, your efforts have to be consistent in order to stay balanced and to overcome depression and fears. So, what new books are available? How do you stay centered? Elizabeth Joyce and her guests will help you find out. That's Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, Mondays at 6 p.m. on Om Times Radio.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Voice Rising. I am your host, Kara Johnstad.
As you brought up, very first sentence in there is that I can't sing in public because of my own critical assessment and all that stuff like that. But when we om, which I got into groups that do oming, it was interesting how my own om at some point in the community of oming, all of the different oming vibrations come together and make each one of us, if you listen to each one of us, is go, but when you put us all together, the om is overwhelming and it's beautiful and it blends into this beautiful harmonics of this vibration that we're sending out. And it's interesting because I won't sing in public, but I can om if everybody else is oming, because I also know that whatever my vibrational frequency is, it will blend with all the others and create this magical resonance of om. The more people you have, it's amazing.
It is amazing. Although I feel so challenged as a voice coach, because I could open your voice and have you become a superstar, a rock star. Like, you wouldn't have to be in a group. You could just like go solo.
I'm happy just being biology boy.
I mean, that's the amazing thing also with the group singing, that is slowly getting to be fashionable again, put it like this, through the yoga scene, the group chanting. I do have to ask myself, though, why, you know, we know that language is so important, and it's beautiful that we have the Vedic chants and the Sanskrit chants, but I think it's also beautiful to create these positive messaging systems within our own mother tongue, and or look at our own ancestral, you know, whether we're from the Celtic tradition or the Viking tradition or the African tradition. I find it a little bit bizarre sometimes to sing stories that, I guess it can be freeing not to be identified with them, but it can also be a little bit strange. And why not own our own story? Why not rewrite our own path, right?
That is the solution.
The rewrite solution, the narrative.
Rewrite your program. And the story that, and it's very important to get an insight in how to do this, is the story, again, about Bill. Everyone else can see that Bill's playing his father's behavior. Only one who can't see it is Bill. Mm-hmm. When people, we're going here, but if I could try and put it into a small box at some point. When people are in relationships and they first start a relationship, which is like the honeymoon effect, What makes it so beautiful is science has recognized that it's the first time you stay what is called mindful. You stop thinking. You stay present. I say, well, yeah, but what's the consequence? I say, if you stay present with your conscious mind, then you keep your hands on the wheel for wishes and desires. Because when you are not present, then the subconscious is going to take you. So the point is this, you stop playing the program when you start to get into that relationship stuff. I say, so why is it relevant? I say, well, two people come together, they have subconscious programs and they have conscious wishes and desires. But when they come together, it's the conscious wishes and desires that they operate from. And as both of them working on wishes and desires together, they manifest together heaven on earth. I said, then what happens? I said, but at some point you start thinking. And the moment you start thinking, then by default, the behavior is not coming from wishes and desires. By default, it's coming from subconscious. Well, that's all the negative crap. So the honeymoon starts out as heaven on earth, but at some point we lose it because we start dredging up from the subconscious programs that were never supportive of heaven on earth. And that's when relationships start to change and they get a little rocky and they may end up exploding and separating and everything and go, wow, how did something that was so fabulously beautiful when we started ended up in this way? And the answer is simply this. When we started, we were not playing programs. When we started, we were creating life with conscious wishes and desires. The programs, when they start kicking in, take away from that because they're negative, and then all of a sudden, compromises have to be dealt with. Like my partner, Margaret, sees me only in my conscious wishes and desires, and one day she asked me a simple question, I'm thinking about something. My response does not come from my conscious mind. My response is program. Oh, my father. I just play my father to her, which is crap. She looks at me and goes, what the hell kind of behavior is that? And then I'm Bill, and I go, I don't know what you're talking about. Why? Because I didn't see the behavior when I did the subconscious programming. So now we have an argument. I didn't see what I said. She's responding to what I said. We're not in harmony anymore. And as each new negative program comes up, the disharmony becomes more apparent. And at some point, the disharmony supersedes the harmony, and then the relationship is over. I say, the secret that people have to understand is this. Is that if we both know that I have programs and she has programs, and we both know that they're automatic and it's not coming from us, it's just coming because at some point we were thinking and the program was playing automatically, then rather than getting into an argument, this is the first opportunity to say, do you want to change the program? I said, what program? You said, you didn't see what you just said. Mm-hmm. Ah,
right.
I didn't get into an argument. I just gave, she gives me, oh, a reflection of what I just said because I saw I did it blindly, automatically. And I say, oh, well, that changes arguments into learning moments. I go, why? Because if I become aware of that invisible programming that was disturbing me, then I have the freedom to reprogram. And if I can reprogram the negative behaviors that show up, because we didn't get into an argument, but we got into an opportunity to say, well, listen, why don't you take this new belief and put that in? Mm-hmm. I say, what was the result? And the result is, well, that's the most amazing thing in the world. And the result is this. What if the wishes and desires that you intended to make heaven on earth were the same as the programs of the subconscious mind? Then I go, well, whether it's 5% where I'm actively creating the heaven on earth, or 95% of the day where my program is manifesting the same heaven on earth, then I'm on heaven on earth 100% of the time, and I have a new life. And people have to understand that because we get lost in blaming the person who's doing a program and confusing it with the person who they really are outside of the program.
Yeah,
I'm not a religious person, but if I was to close this I use the quote from, presumed quote, from Jesus, his last words. His last words. I said, what were those last words? He said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do.
Oh.
And I go, Jesus, if you understood that, it applies to everyone in your life. Because when they did the negative stuff, that was their program. It wasn't who they are.
Yes.
But they were unconsciously playing the program. How many people around you are unconsciously playing a program, creating crap in your life? We get mad at them. And the fact was, well, they didn't know they were playing the program. They know not what they do. And if we understood this, then the hostilities of the planet that we're dealing with because of one person stepping on another person, it's like, no, they didn't step on you. Their program stepped on you. Mm-hmm. If we separate their program from them, then we can love them and not like their program. It doesn't mean now I know that's your program, I have to put up with that crap. All I know is this, I don't want to put up with this crap, but I'm not mad at you, but I'm just not going to associate, really. I don't have to be mad at you, we can just separate. And I say, what's the result? I say, well, then I look around me at this time, years after understanding this, and I look around and I go, wow, how wonderful. Look at all the people around me. Why? We're all in harmony. We're all working to make life better. We're all creating better lives for each other. And I go, why? Because of the vibration of selecting those that were in good vibes with me and distancing myself from those that are bad vibes with me. It doesn't mean I hate them. It just means I don't have to go to that faculty meeting if I don't faculty meeting. And that's the lesson. And the lesson is, you had feelings. Well, feelings are vibrations. That's exactly what they are. And it's the chemistry which is creating the emotions, and the chemicals have vibration to them, and the nervous system learned to read the vibrations of the chemistry of our behavior. And there are behaviors that fire us up in anger, and there are behaviors that melt us into love. And I go, choices, it's choice.
Choices, and we have, and you know that, I mean, we know that we have things like you were talking about with music and with singing, that we can change even the chemistry of our body.
I mean, that's what it does.
Singing, with dancing, with resting, and with also attracting partners. Congratulations to have a wise partner who can call us out and want to change the program. I think a lot of people on the path, they're conscious and they are changing the program, but sometimes they don't always have that. You know, that person might not be on the same place on the path. So it's really wonderful when we meet people that we can grow together and become more conscious with, then it makes life easier, right?
Right. And the bottom line is, what is the difference between the science that most people on the planet have been programmed with and the current version of quantum physics? And the answer is this: we have been programmed with the belief that the universe is split into a physical, mechanical realm and an energy realm as two separate realms that don't really interact. Yep. And quantum physics said that's a lot of BS. That means belief system.
Yeah.
and what quantum physics says is there is not a duality in the universe. There's a unity, that everything is vibration. And therefore, instead of focusing on matter, we focus on the vibration behind that matter. That has a more powerful impact on how we deal with matter in the physical
world. And that creates things that matter.
And that's it. So that's a confusing thing. We'll leave them with the matter that's not matter.
But no, the matter that matters. That if you're not in duality, and if you're in unity, then you're manifesting matter that matters, right? No?
That's what it's all about. You put the vibration in that supports the matter that is in harmony with that vibration. Right. And if that vibration is not in harmony with you, you feel it, and it's your choice. You could stick with it because of convention. We always go to the faculty meeting. Or you could say, I don't like that vibration. I prefer to be over here. That's a choice. And that's the freedom that humans have. Until they're actually programmed that you don't have a choice, and now you're a victim. And so for us, it's great to be choosers of what you are.
Victorious. I always like to flip the victim and become victorious.
Yeah. You don't
need to, we can call each other Vicky all the time. Vicky Victorious. Let go of the victim. Bruce, it's been a great pleasure for me to be in our two living rooms together, me in Berlin, you in the moment in New Zealand.
Yes.
Keep up your amazing work and your all your gifts that you're giving humanity at this time. You're doing such important work.
Of us are, Cara, darling.
All of us
you're
are.
Doing it. You're doing it. I'm doing it. And I so appreciate our audience, because our audience are cultural creatives by definition. A cultural creative is one that looks at the culture and says, we can do different and we can be better. And cultural creatives step outside the box, and here they are listening to us, because we've already stepped outside that damn box. And guess what? Life is much more fun outside of the box.
Very good. So many blessings to you. Stay healthy, stay well, and sing. Hum. Every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body is well. I'm so glad every little cell in my body is happy and well. Dr. Bruce Lipton. Thank you.
Thank you, Cara.
I'm going to have to close here. There's so much knowledge and wisdom that Dr. Bruce Lipton has shared. If you've been with us for part two, I invite you to listen in to part one at Om Times Radio.
and enjoy everything that you learn. Namaste.